A project working with young people between the ages of 16 and 24 who are neither in education, employment or training. This particular program allows those young people to continue a form of training and perhaps job experience that they will find extremely useful when they have completed the project.
The funding threat emerged a number of weeks ago, and there was a question mark over the very continuance of this project. You and others became involved. What changed?
I'm not sure what changed, but I mean, it was a horrendous situation for the project to find themselves in. They'd already entered the financial year. They had commitment to staff. They had young people on programmes, already started on programmes, to be told that core funding was going to be withdrawn. Now, this was matched funding with the Youth Council for Northern Ireland. And just, you know, midstream to be told, there's a danger here. We're taking core funding. Therefore, your project, well, the department weren't saying your project is going to close down. The project were simply saying it was no longer viable for them to continue.
Well, that core funding has now been guaranteed. The project lasts for this current year at least. You'd like, I'm sure, to see its long-term future guaranteed.
I would like to see some more security of tenure with regard to that funding. This type of programme for that type of youngster is tremendously valuable. It gives people the opportunity to access training that they wouldn't normally have, to build their own personal profiles, to make them more attractive to employers as they move into the area. And, you know, to me, it was rather foolish thinking, short-sighted thinking, in that, particularly from the Department of Employment and Learning, you withdraw funding from this type of programme, which is trying, as far as I was concerned, to actually match the aims and objectives of the department itself.